This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Rainbow Families is preparing a report into the discrimination LGBTIQ parents face when accessing federal government services. And they want to hear from you. Do you have an experience with Medicare, applying for a passport, adoption and fostering, ART, surrogacy, or the census? Then you can add your voice and be a part of advocating for changes on these important issues that affect LGBTIQ parents and their families. Dean Arcuri and I spoke to Kathy from Rainbow Families to find out about what it takes to add your voice to help make change for Rainbow Families.
The latest project that we're working on is the survey for our community on their experiences interacting with federal government agencies. We did a big project last year where we spoke to people about their interactions with state government agencies and the discrimination that LGBTI families face. And we're sort of replicating that, but with the focus on the federal sphere. So things like when people have been interacting and dealing with Centrelink or Medicare or trying to get passports and constantly having to cross out mother, father on forms or have really awkward conversations with the people at the post office when they're applying for passports for their children. What we plan on doing with that is gathering it all together, producing a report and then providing that to federal members of parliament in the hope that some of those things will change. We've had a great deal of success already in terms of the advocacy we've done around state issues, and so we're really interested in talking to federal MPs about these issues.
The reality of things like this is it's not really something that we think of, especially after the year that we've had where we've fought so much to get equal rights, and we often see, you know, children being and families, rainbow families being pushed into a space. But these kind of mundane, day-to-day, natural things is the things that really, there's still a lot of inequality for rainbow families, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the postal survey last year, and I think that really brought to the fore some of the really negative experiences for a lot of people in our community. And, you know, just these little things like dealing with bureaucracy can sort of remind people of those experiences. And yeah, I mean, it can seem mundane, but it also, you know, in that way, seemingly should be fairly simple for government agencies to respond to a lot of the things that we will be asking them, like simply, you know, providing a new form that reflects the reality of our families and the reality of our families as they're already accepted in the law. We're not asking for sort of major things here. Hopefully those things should be easier than some of the bigger things that we fought for, like marriage equality.
In regards to this, though, we do need a lot of, you know, rainbow parents and rainbow families to step up and add their voices to it and be able to put this information. So what is it that you guys are doing?
We have an online survey and we're just asking people about their experiences. And it's really simple. You just go to the Rainbow Families website, which is rainbowfamilies.com.au. And it's just under the links to our advocacy. You can also link through to it from our Facebook pages. And it's a really simple, I mean, it's maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and we're asking people to tell us about their experiences. So what are the experiences that they've had, you know, trying to obtain citizenship for children if they've been born overseas? Have they had problems with particular agencies like Medicare or Centrelink? Because it's actually those experiences and those personal stories that are the things that can really cut through when you are talking, you know, it's nice to have a report with lots of stats and figures, but when you humanise the stories, when you explain to someone, actually, this is what it felt like when I had a really awkward conversation explaining to the person at the post office that my partner and I are actually the legal parents, and yes, we've crossed out something on an official form, but that's what DFAT told us to do 5 years ago when we applied for a passport, and 5 years later, we're still doing the same thing. So it is those personal stories that really have a lot of cut through with those government agencies and with the people that can actually make the changes. What we're asking people to do is just go to our website and fill out our survey.
Do you find that those sorts of bureaucratic details, as opposed to the sort of campaigning side of it, tends to get dismissed when you try to bring up these conversations?
With the community, I think sometimes people might feel like this is a little bit less important because they're irritations that they're so used to. But I guess what we're saying is that it doesn't need to be this way. And, you know, we know that inclusive language is a really powerful thing. It is something that can make people feel included or excluded. And making simple changes to forms can actually have a really profound ongoing impact in terms of the way people are respected in their communities and the way our LGBTI families are actually recognised by other people.
I think it importantly, it acknowledges the fact that we need to create a space where we are advocating more for rainbow families and not just for the individuals that exist within our communities that often get a large portion of the voice. In regard to this, you know, it would be difficult for parents to constantly have to have this same conversation at the teller with why they've done something on the form, or have to keep explaining in a family circumstance that this is my family and have to justify it even in a simple way. And as much as we often talk about perhaps the difficulty of a person constantly having to explain to someone the right pronoun, or people, single people of LGBTIQ persuasion having to justify their sexuality or explain what it is. This is a scenario where this is a family, and I think we need to create a larger conversation to realise what it means for a family to constantly keep having these conversations. It does impact the parents, it does impact the children, and this has a greater effect.
Yeah, absolutely. And that impact on the kids is actually, you know, it's one thing for parents to advocate on behalf of their families and one thing for adults to do it. But when you are requiring kids to explain their families to other people, I mean, that's not something that I think is fair for society at large to ask of our kids. So for us, you know, advocating on these kind of issues is just really important because that takes the burden off our kids. I mean, it takes the burden off the parents in our community as well. But I just think it's really important that, I mean, in terms of a broader education piece to the broader community, you know, simple things, simple changes like asking about parents rather than mother and father. In the same way, you know, people have discussed the importance of asking people what their pronouns are, or asking if someone has a partner rather than a husband and a wife. These are really simple changes that don't actually cost anyone anything, but they make a more inclusive society for everyone.
That was Kathy from Rainbow Families. Rainbow Families Survey is a follow-up to Rainbow Families New South Wales consultation with our community about their experience with state government services. Rainbow Families are looking at the experiences of our community interacting with federal government services and departments. And if you would like to add your voice to this, head to rainbowfamilies.com.au/advocacy.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.